Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a particularly great day for the Medved Show because we have two particularly great guests today. They are the co-authors of what is sure to be a triumphant bestseller. It follows another huge best-selling book that was a novel, speculative novel, about the future called 2034. Well, now it's 20 years later, not 20 years later since the book came out, it's 20 years later in the fictional time. The new novel is called 2054. The authors are Admiral James Stavridis, who was the former Supreme Allied Commander at NATO, and previously commanded the U.S. Southern Command, overseeing military operations throughout Latin America. The other author is a distinguished novelist and a Marine Corps veteran with numerous decorations and tours of duty, five tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan. He's also been a guest on this show before. His name is Elliot Ackerman. Gentlemen, congratulations on the book. And let me begin with one question about what it is that you hope your book will inspire in its readers. Obviously, your previous novel got a lot of people very concerned about a potential struggle with China and some of the difficulties about America's position in the world. How about the new novel? What is the focus that people should take away from the experience of reading your entertaining work?
Let me jump in, Michael, and then ask Elliot to follow up. And please feel free to ask either one of us directly a question so we know who you'd like to start out. But I'll take the first swing at the ball, which is simple. As you said, 2034 was about a war with China set in that year. In 2054, we changed the frame of the narrative to a different cautionary tale. And the idea is, in this very character-driven novel, we follow the lives of those who have come from the 2034 universe into 2054. And at the end of the day, 2054 is a cautionary tale about two elements of our world that look at us mid-century. One is artificial intelligence, and the other is the potential for civil conflict here in America. Big topics, cautionary, not necessarily predictive, but that's how I'd set it up. Elliot?
I would only add that, I mean, this is part of a project that Jim and I are working on, a trilogy, and the first is 2034, the second is 2054, and 2054 will lead us into the future in the last part of the series, which hasn't come out yet, which will be 2084, and that's what we'll be writing about and tackling the environment. So that's three great challenges to our civilization, a potential peer-level war with China, artificial intelligence, civil conflict, and the environment.
Now, obviously, to have something like a trilogy of that nature that covers so many years of projected human history, it's going to be take a certain amount of planning ahead of time and getting together to outline what is going to happen in this fictional universe. Did you ever have any very difficult arguments about foreseeing the world of 2054, which is the name of your new novel? It's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Any arguments about what we should be expecting in 30 years from now?
Well, I think Elliot and I are the ultimate Navy Marine Corps team. I'm Navy, he's Marine Corps. So the only challenges we had were making sure in both sides of that equation that our respective services got their due, Michael. And I say all of that with my tongue firmly in cheek. We have worked very seamlessly together from detailed outline to initial drafts, which Elliot writes. I then react to them. We go back and forth, kind of like a pitch meeting on Saturday Night Live. Hey, what do you think ought to happen to this character from Nigeria? Maybe he should be from Brazil, not Nigeria. So there's always creative energy between the two of us, but from my perspective, it's been a wonderful collaboration. I don't know if Elliot wants to add to that.
No, I would just echo that. You know, we're talking about subjects that are obviously very serious subjects. War, the rise of new technologies that have the potential to undermine our democratic society, but. Ultimately, I mean, these books are a lot of fun, and we've had a lot of fun writing them, and I think that's reflected on the page.
It is, absolutely. The new novel is called 2054. Don't get it confused with the first novel, though you might enjoy that, too. I hope people are reading these two books in the right order of time. And you were speaking before, Admiral Savridis, about the... problem of civil strife. People who anticipate, according to polling, 40% of Americans are worried about potential civil war in the United States, not in 2034 or 2054, but in 2024. Are you concerned about civil strife in this country and potential secession and nation breaking activity?
Boy, there's the big question. And if this were 1824 or 1834, you could kind of lay those tracks out. And you could see that by mid-century, in this case, 1860, the Union and the Confederate States of America go to war. So I think it is not unimaginable. But here's the whole point of our novel, 2054. By interrogating that question and asking, could we end up in a real succession event, a civil war, let's call it what it could be, what do we need to understand about that now, 30 years ahead of time, to reverse engineer it and avoid it? So another way to think of this is, think of us as novelists in 1824 who are writing a novel about 1860, say, about a civil war. And if the country had been able to read that novel and see how horrific that outcome would be, potentially you could reverse engineer from that point and avoid it. So again, am I worried? Sure. Do I predict it? No, not yet. Do I mean this to be a cautionary tale for all of us? Yes.
You know, it's fascinating. You mentioned 1820 and foreseeing the Civil War. 1820 was the night that Thomas Jefferson talked about going to bed and having nightmares because of the Missouri Compromise and the slavery issue. And he said he heard it like a fire bell in the night. And remarkably, some 40 years before the actual secession, it was anticipated by America's third president. Speaking of presidents, we're in the midst of a presidential campaign. No, we're not going to ask anyone for endorsements. But once upon a time, Admiral Stavridis was actually considered as a potential vice presidential candidate. Does he have any thoughts of what President Trump and Robert Kennedy, who's supposed to be selecting a running mate, should be looking for? We'll get to that and much more with the authors of 2054, the new novel by Admiral James Stavridis and Elliot Ackerman. We'll be right back.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved Show, joined by Admiral James Stavridis, and he is joined by his co-author, Elliot Ackerman, who is a Marine with five tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan, and abundant decorations to go along with that, and also abundant previous novels. The new novel is called 2054, and it picks up 20 years later after their tremendous bestseller of 2034. In terms of what is going on in the world right now, in the people talk about the world is burning, it's on fire. We obviously have major war in the Middle East. We have a major war in Europe, even more frighteningly. Do you believe that the United States is making a serious mistake? And let me begin by asking Elliot this, and then we'll go to Admiral Stavridis. Making a serious mistake to delay or avoid giving Ukraine the support that it needs to continue its struggle?
You know, I actually just got back from Ukraine about 2 weeks ago, and I've traveled there pretty consistently over the years, and on this latest trip, I was struck by how serious the situation was and how Ukraine is really holding on at this point, measured by, you know, weeks and months in terms of how many artillery rounds they have, and also personnel. Something that I was particularly struck by was the average age in most Ukrainian fighting units. You know, when I was in the Marines, the average age is about 20, 21 years old. The average age in these units is 42, 43 years old. So this is not a can that we can just keep kicking down the road as Americans. You know, this aid needs to arrive there in the next few months, or else we're going to have a significantly different situation in Ukraine. So I think this is absolutely essential for us to do. And frankly, it's an investment that's cheap for us in the long term, because dealing with this problem later in a year or two is going to be much more expensive for us in Europe.
Admiral Stavridis?
I will just add to Elliot's excellent comments that, let me put a number on it. The idea of aid to Ukraine, the bill in front of the Congress is about $60 billion. And that's a, you know, a significant amount of money. Our defense budget is $900 billion. So for 5% of our defense budget, roughly, we can match the Europeans, who have already given their $60 billion most recently, and break the phalanx of the Russian army. That's an amazing return on investment. And last thought, Michael, you're a historian. You know how history echoes across ages. I feel like we're reviewing 100 years ago, when the United States turned to isolationism, walked away from both Europe and the Pacific, erected trade barriers. You know, how did that work out? Well, we cracked the global economy. You can drop a thumb line through fascism, a Holocaust with 6 million killed in Europe, the Japanese Empire on the march. As Elliot says, let's stop them now for a relatively small amount of money.
It's that should be a book, an article, and a message that Americans should keep in mind and take very much to heart. In terms of the problems that you hear with our military recruitment in this country, with the Army, I think the Marine Corps is the only branch of the services that are actually meeting their goals. What do we need to do differently to prepare young men for service? And
young men and women. And by the way, it's not just the Marines. The super tiny, brand new Space Force is also meeting their goals. And I think that's a wonderful lesson, right? It's the Marines who are, and I'll admit this publicly on air, the Marines are the toughest, the hardest, the most combat ready, the biggest esprit de corps, but it's also the Space Force who are very elite, who are very focused on 21st, 22nd century warfare. I think there's a message there. You need to appeal to young men and women with both the physicality and the power of that message of being physically fit and part of a profoundly proud combat team, but also you need to thread through those ideas of real service in technology and the lessons in both of those that you can take back to the civilian world. Elliot, your thoughts?
No, I would echo that. You know, the Marine Corps had a great recruiting ad from the 1970s that carries over the day, which is, "We don't promise you a rose garden." And I think the challenge inherent in service and leaning into that often brings young people into the ranks. But that should really be paired with the type of forward-looking military that we are building today. And, you know, we just spoke about Ukraine. One of the remarkable things going on in Ukraine is, outside of the geopolitics, we are getting in a window into what the future of war is going to look like. And it's going to be this hybrid of low-tech war that feels like something from the 20th century, trenches, people fighting in trenches with drones. And that takes both the spirit of the Marine Corps and the ethos of the Space Force.
And in terms of the United States staying up to date with the technological aspects of warfare or national security, are we doing everything we need to do, for instance, to prepare for the world you write about in 2054, which is a world of AI and having tremendous power? Admiral Stavridis.
I think, in a nutshell, we need to both hold on to those hardcore ideas that Elliot talked about a moment ago, but we need more drones, space, we need more special forces. Elliot was a Marine recon officer like the Navy SEALs. We need hypersonics. So we're going to need to do both, but I would move that rheostat toward the high technology end. That's where the race is. I'll close with this. Artificial intelligence, which, of course, is the subject of 2054, our novel.
And nothing artificial about the intelligence behind this series. And now knowing that the middle book in the series is out, that should only increase the public appetite for book three about the environment. Novel by Elliot Ackerman and Admiral James Stavridis. Congratulations on it. It is already a major bestseller, and based upon its predecessor, is clear to continue that status. On the MedVed Show, we will be right back with more on the latest on the campaign coming up on the MedVed Show.
Easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA USA News Update. Six charges against former President Trump and other defendants in the Georgia election interference case have been dropped. Georgia Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee dismissed charges related to solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer while keeping the remaining 41-count indictment intact. Lawyers representing a Boeing whistleblower whose death was determined to be from a self-inflicted gunshot wound over the weekend are urging authorities to conduct a more thorough investigation. 62-year-old John Barnett was found dead outside a hotel in Charleston, South Carolina. In a statement, Barnett's attorneys emphasized that they saw no signs suggesting he would take his own life. Don Lemon announced that his contract with Elon Musk for a new show on X is terminated. Lemon mentioned in a statement on X that Musk canceled the deal just hours after their interview, expressing displeasure with it. Lemon also promised to share more details about the situation in a separate video. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And on the Michael Medved show yesterday, there were, of course, the hearings that actually seemed to play a role in the campaign. The hearings concerning the special prosecutor and his recommendation about President Biden and his handling of classified documents, and particularly comments on Robert Hur, basically talking about the poor memory and the implication was senility of Joe Biden, which is, of course, his most vulnerable point as a candidate for president. Stephen Colbert actually took note of the same kind of contradiction between some of the transcripts that were released and some of the details in the 400 pages or more than 300 pages of the Hoare report and some of the comments that Hoare made that struck many Democrats as gratuitous because of their suggestion that President Trump was suffering from a loss of acuity and of cognitive ability and so forth. Here is Stephen Colbert on the Hoare hearing.
Hurt refused to engage in hypotheticals, but today he did release the full transcript of his interviews with the president. And what do you know? It's not as old man forgets a lot as his summary made it out to be. At one point, Hurt even complimented Biden's memory specifically, saying, "You appear to have a photographic understanding and recall." So the exact opposite of his report summary. At this point, I'm worried about HER's cognitive ability. Did anyone ask him to identify a whale? Whale!
Look, one of the issues that came out was the notion that, and it was widely publicized, and the president responded to it very specifically and very personally and very emotionally, the claim that President Biden didn't remember when his son had died. And he actually did remember, and the transcript shows that he did. In other words, when they began talking about his son's death, Biden at one point said, "Say, well, when was that? That was May 15th, May 30th, pardon me, of 2015. And he came up with the date himself. He didn't need prompting. Now, there were other things where he messed up words and stuttered, apparently, and said some things that showed that, well, that he didn't remember exactly whether he had said, should we pick up the classified material from downstairs? There are all these very specific questions about the handling by Biden of these documents. But I think what's fascinating is there isn't a lot of credible opinion being expressed either by members of the House Judiciary Committee, which was conducting these hearings, or even people in the commentariat suggesting that what the nation needs now is to go along with the four major investigations and legal actions, and is actually more than four. It involves 91 counts of alleged felonies and misdemeanors by the President of the United States, the former President of the United States. Would it provide some important balance if we had the same thing concerning President Biden? And this is what it seems to me is very clear. When Republicans look back on the constant attacks on President Trump that have to do with some very serious legal problems that have been alleged, does that seem to have hurt President Trump or helped him? And at least so far, the indication is, and all the polling shows this, that it has rallied support behind him and allows him to portray himself as a persecuted victim. This is not a good situation to aim at President Biden, especially since the emphasis on his cognitive ability means that even when he gives a normal performance, like the State of the Union was, he can all of a sudden rise above expectations in a way that is helpful to his side. Meaning, speaking of helpful to his side, Katie Britt was on her colleague Ted Cruz's podcast. Apparently they're friends. And they both serve in the U.S. Senate. And Katie Britt spoke about her poorly received, and it was very poorly received, GOP answer to the President's State of the Union address, and tried to put it into context involving the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, who asked her to take on that responsibility. This is clip 11.
And then I got a call from Speaker Johnson. And Speaker Johnson and I don't have not had an opportunity to really get to know each other, but I had met him previously and met his wife. And so he asked the same thing. And the funny thing is, he's like, now don't worry about, you know, people are going to tell you horror stories about all of these things that happened and people's career being blown up over it. And he's like, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. And he was so kind and just... And really welcoming, and you know, I think it was a great conversation. But the irony that he's like, "Don't you worry."
That's always good advice. Don't worry, it'll all be fine. That is also not the case with Kathy Hochul, who is the governor of New York. She appeared on The View. And she was pushing back on her criticisms for her action in deploying the National Guard to monitor, to patrol New York City subways. Listen, clip 9.
What happened is I needed to do something dramatic and quickly to send a message that you will not get away with committing crimes in our subways. You cannot slash the throat of a conductor. You cannot push someone on the track, because people will not take the subway if they don't feel safe. That's job number one. So they are not there to harass anybody. I said, I don't like those long guns. They're kind of threatening to stand there. I said, smile at everybody. Welcome them to the subway. These are moms and dads. The National Guard are just our citizens who stepped up. So I will do that any day of the week. I take criticism the second I wake up in the morning until I go to bed at night. And I don't care. My job is to protect New Yorkers, and that's one way to do it.
Okay, and at least she's not likely to have the same fate as the governor of New York who preceded her, Andrew Cuomo, who was involved in the kind of prosecution that is very, very difficult to come back from. Coming up on the Medved Show, more about one of the contrasts in that hearings yesterday, because it seemed to rivet the country to an extraordinary extent. And what did you find out primarily from that experience? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Michael Medved Show, one of the difficulties, of course, about doing any lengthy hearings, and the hearings yesterday took over 4 hours, which is almost as long as President Biden gave to Robert Hoer when his investigators were interviewing President Biden. He gave a total of 5 hours over 2 days. And one of those days, the day October 8th, right after the devastating attack by Hamas on Israel, where President Biden was on the phone several times in between answering questions about his handling of classified documents. He had been on the telephone with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. In any event, Madeleine Dean, who is a Democrat member of Congress from Pennsylvania, she's from suburban Philadelphia in a district that is fairly solidly Democratic. She's been reelected with 60 and more percent of the vote in her district. But she actually paid attention to what Hoer had said when originally he announced his decision, and this is a month ago, announced his decision not to prosecute President Biden on any handling of the documents, and that he basically had said that one of the reasons he did that was because it would be so difficult to get a jury to indict or to convict a well-meaning older gentleman with a faulty memory. So the issue came up, okay, what's the proof that Biden had a faulty memory? And the way it had been covered in the press was that he couldn't even remember the date when his son, Beau, who he loved dearly, died. And this came up as a subject for the hearings. Here is Madeline Dean questioning Robert Hoor. Listen.
And I want to give you a chance, since the transcript is out, to correct the record on an important point. Very sadly, your report on page 208 says that Mr. Biden couldn't come up with the date, the year of his son, Beau Biden's death, when in fact in the transcript it shows that you asked him the month. And do you know what he said, Mr. Herr? He said, oh God, May 30th. Would you like to correct the record? His memory was pretty firm on the month and the day.
Congresswoman, I don't believe that's correct with respect to the transcript, but if you could refer me to a specific page, I'd be happy to look.
And my second document, to clarify for you, sir, Mr. Herr, from the transcription, page 82, the words are President Biden's. What month did Beau die? Oh, God, May 30th. A searing memory. I ask unanimous consent.
Without objection.
And then later... there were questions to some of the attorneys who are representing President Biden. Listen.
Look, the president was very, I think, emotional about the fact that this special counsel, who, you know, has spent 5 hours with the president, used his report to make a patently false claim that the president somehow doesn't remember when his son died. The transcript is now available for every American to see, for all the media to see, and you can see that the president remembers exactly the day his son died. He thought it was outrageous and inappropriate for that report to include such an inappropriate and extraneous comment like that, especially when it's clear that he says the day his son died. And so I think that you saw the anger and emotional reaction of a father who still experiences the pain of that loss every single day. And I think that it's not just us who have said it. It's not just others who have said it. It's former leadership at the Justice.
And that, it seems, is appropriate. And it, at least the hearing got across the idea that President Biden, and this together with the State of the Union, is not quite as helpless and frail and incoherent as some of his critics would make out. Somebody who's very coherent, though you may disagree with her politics, as I do, and yes, she has politics, Sonia Sotomayor, a justice of the Supreme Court, but she has an interesting point about why she is not in favor of cameras at the Supreme Court. It relates to some of the excesses in Congress right now. Listen.
You know, my husband's a very sick man.
Wow. 10,000
yes.
Viewers. Have you heard of the Internet?
Yes, but he doesn't approve of streaming.
Was that?
A nation that I met with many, many senators. And I asked them, when things have changed in the sort of partisan nature of the Senate, and a few of them attributed it, and I know the media is going to be unhappy about this, to having cameras in the Senate, and House chambers. Because with the cameras, people felt no longer an obligation to sit in the room with their colleagues.
And that, of course, has been a real truth. And the obvious fact that when you see on any issue, like the TikTok resolution today, people playing for the cameras. And maybe, just maybe, that's part of the process of repairing some of our broken institutions. Speaking of broken institutions, one institution that's been around for a long time has been the Ferrari car maker. And that, of course, is a subject of a movie just newly released on DVD and Blu-ray. It's the film Ferrari, reviewed right here.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz co-star in director Michael Mann's turbocharged melodrama about one of the most legendary automakers in all history. The name? Ferrari, of course.
Jaguar races only to sell cars. I sell cars only to be racing. We are completely different organisms. We all know it's our deadly passion, our terrible joy.
And that joy extends to a 1,000-mile race across Italy in the summer of 1957. But the deeper focus of this compelling film is the complicated private life of Enzo Ferrari, with his high-strung and demanding wife, played by Penelope Cruz, and a mistress, played by Shailene Woodley, who is raising Ferrari's only surviving son. The Italian accents are sometimes a clumsy distraction, but the racing footage and the human interaction are both formidable and gripping. Rated R for tough language and intimate scenes. 3 stars for the expertly crafted Ferrari. And by the way, that note about the Italian accents is not because there's anything inherently wrong with an Italian accent or distracting about it. It's when there are people who are not Italian speakers who are trying to imitate an Italian accent with uneven results. Still a good movie. Next time on The MedVed Show, this could be a good movie and probably will be at some point. The story is rats are high on marijuana. And that is used as evidence of an infested police building in New Orleans. That according to the chief of police. Speaking about another emergency, Michael Oren, the former ambassador of Israel to the United States and a former member of Knesset, will talk about the political future of the current government in Israel and after the fighting stops in Gaza. What is the future of Gaza? Michael Oren, next time on The MedVed Show. Also, a piece in The Hill, which proclaims the rather incendiary headline, Trump's GOP is already dying. But President Trump says it's the whole country that is in decline. I will also speak to a New York Times editor who put together a feature of voters who, 10 of them, who had supported Trump in 2016 and 2020, but don't support him this year. And the main answer for the change? Well, we'll find out next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.